This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
And Seltzer, you know my theory about when you get complimented for playing good songs.
Anyone could do it.
Anyone can do it.
Yep.
I mean, just pull out the list of the top 200 songs and then just play them.
That's how I do it.
I mean, you need flowers, James. Everyone needs flowers.
I don't ever ask for them. People don't.
I don't think that you would be very effective.
I would stink at it.
Spinning the songs.
I would play what I want to play. And then, you know, I'd say the heck with the
Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Spice Girls. Yeah. Oh, Battle Hymn.
For sure.
What else?
For sure.
Weird Al?
No, not Weird Al. Maybe a little Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah. We know he's Bette Midler.
Well, definitely Bette Midler with the rose.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah, that gets people going in the mornings.
All right, we're giving away a $100 gift card today. You got to give us a what the heck was that. What Rhea just had in the update is a what the heck. I don't know what to make of this. So Kate Scott tonight out and Mike Tirico in?
It's so weird. Well,
what is that?
NBC's going to have the NBA game soon, but it's just weird
that's probably what it
is. I mean, I get that, but it's like, you know, they're taking her off, but she's doing pre and post, and he's doing the game.
You know what it probably is, though? Probably guess. Look, Tirico could be listening right now. Yeah. Mike, call in if you want.
Yeah.
Had Tirico on my program years ago. Seems like a great guy. Tremendous announcer. Rhea, I wonder if it came down from NBC corporate.
Oh, 100% it
like,
did.
Like, in whatever towns has NBC entity owning the rights to the Sixers, we're going to send Tirico to each town as a way to spread the word that we're about to take over the NBA.
I mean, that's probably all it is. Has it been a while since he's called NBA games? Maybe he's just trying to get, you know,
maybe
back up to speed. I mean, I like him, but I just thought it was odd.
It's very odd. Yes. I mean, it's very, very, very odd.
If I was Kate, I would not be happy about it.
Yeah. If it's a one-off and it's just part
of a one-off,
yeah, that's probably what it is. All right, what's not a one-off is the Sixers screwing things up. You know, we talked earlier. I mean, James, you pointed out to me on Friday, and believe me, I thought of it before you even said it. How typical was it, James, that the Sixers announced that Embiid's out on a Friday as the work week is winding down? The media is a less hot thing Friday into Saturday. People pay less attention, and so, bang, we'll tell you on Friday that he's out for the year.
It was the most predictable thing that could happen.
It really is.
It was the least shocking thing that's ever happened.
Can you go back to the Super Bowl thing? Because I don't think it was really properly understood by enough people what the Sixers did during the Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah, so they waited until the Eagles were up 17-0 in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl.
We're not making this up. This
is
true.
And then they released the story about, and the first story about Embiid probably needing surgery, you know, probably shouldn't have played in the Olympics, all this damning, might never be the same, all this damning stuff. They released it when the Eagles were winning in the Super Bowl. That means they were sitting on it and ready and waiting for the perfect spot to be like, when can we do this so no one will see it or talk about it?
And John, you know my thing about the Sixers. Like, how they do on the court is going to determine a lot about pride and how we feel about them as an organization. But this other stuff matters, too. Like, that's just dumping on your fans. That is, like, we're gonna give you the horrible news, and then the next day everyone's paying attention to the Eagles, as they should, and we all did, of course. We're not going to talk about the Sixers, after an Eagles Super Bowl. Like, that is being disrespectful to your fans. It really is.
So underhanded.
It's what they do
all the time.
And it's also, I don't know, I feel disrespected that you could actually do that and think we wouldn't
notice. Yeah, I'm with you, John. I mean, it's
an embarrassment.
It is an embarrassment.
And that's a team that we want to love. We've given so many chances and second and third and fourth, fifth, sixth chances. Yeah. I don't even know how many chances. Yeah. And they keep coming back with disappointment. Disappoint us repeatedly, let us down.
Yeah.
And
I heard a statement
years ago. Sick of being failed.
Well, I'm with you on that. So when the Eagles would really irritate us, some of the earlier Eagles years, 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was, and it really got old. The Andy thing got old. That whole thing, even though they were still having some success, I heard it said then about the Eagles, we love them, but we don't like them.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, Ray?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I think that applies to the 76ers right now more than any team I can ever remember in town.
Oh, I love the organization.
We love the Sixers.
Yeah,
we love the Sixers. We don't like them.
No, well, I certainly don't care for their I don't. Nick Nurse is... He was the hand he was been dealt.
It's been brutal.
So I don't, and I think that Daryl Morey has marched him out.
I agree.
To take his bullets for him.
I agree.
So I kind of excuse him a little bit. I don't know how great of a coach he is, but Daryl Morey, Joshua Harris.
Got to go.
I mean, it's disgraceful.
Morey's got to go, and of course, Harris only goes when someone else buys the team. I do feel like we're kind of in that, what Washington had with Daniel Snyder for all those years, where they were just kind of hamstrung with him and fans of Washington. It'd be like, well, you know, stinks to be you guys. Well, that's kind of how I feel about us as Sixers fans with Josh Harris.
$5 tickets will get his attention.
Yeah, well. All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction not only to the Sixers thing, but, you know, bigger stuff we've been talking about today. The Phillies, are you emotionally ready to crank it up for another Philly season? And the Eagles, of course, with 1 week to free agency. Let's get to Paul. He's calling from Downingtown. Hi, Paul. Yo, Paul.
Hey, good morning show. So, real quick on the Sixers, man. I mean, what a disgusting organization.
Yeah, correct.
The Sixers were and are still the only team that I can bond with my father over, because my father doesn't like any of the other Philadelphia teams. My father's favorite basketball player in the history of basketball is Hal Greer. Now, growing up, it was Hal Greer this and Hal Greer that.
Yep.
How can someone that grew up that way, liking that brand of basketball and those players, look at the NBA today and want anything to do with it? Now, I get it. My dad's generation is old. Now, those guys are, you know, all of them are 70. So maybe they're not worried about their 70-year-old fans.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly seems like they're not worried about their 50-year-old fans either, because this crap that they're putting on now.
Oh, it's horrible.
For the people that grew up with Jordan, for the people, you know. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in high school. You know, our Letterman's Club took trips to the Sixers game, and our coach carefully selected the opponents that we saw. So I got to see so many greats. You know what I mean? I got to see the human highlight reel. I got to see Jordan in the 80s. You know what I mean? Where the hell is that NBA? You know,
it doesn't exist.
That's all I got to say about that. Yeah,
right, that NBA where guys NBA, actually
really,
fought
really,
back,
really
where there was such a thing as a flu game.
Right.
Remember the concept of a flu game?
Playing through
Michael
it.
Jordan was sick and puking, yet he played anyway.
Right. That's
what
right.
What a novel concept.
Good point, John. All right, Paul, what do you got on the Phils? Are you ready to crank it up for this Philly season? Are you like a lot of people, just dormant?
Well, I love baseball, and the Phillies are my second favorite thing to the Eagles, but there's a little bit that's kind of hampering my sales. And really quick, what that is, I think the offseason was a little too little to offset the disappointment of October. One of the things that's also holding me back, I lost a lot of confidence in Trey Turner, you know, becoming a top 15 MLB player ever again. Yep. Like, last season did a lot to dent that. And also, like, if I'm being real, I'm still so high on the Eagles. In fact, my screensaver on my phone is Patrick Mahomes pouting. It's Patrick Mahomes' boo-boo lip. And I just laugh at that. Like, every time I pull my phone up, I get to see Patrick Mahomes pouting. I'm still riding an Eagles high, and I think maybe that's taking away from my Phillies excitement.
Okay.
But I am excited. Like, underneath all of that, like, anxiety and stuff, I'm ready to see these boys turn it up. And I want to see what this pitching staff can do. Yeah. I mean, I really do like Lizardo, and I really like the idea of what we're going to be able to do with our arms. So there is still some of that excitement underneath there.
Understood.
I am getting more and more ready for baseball.
All right, Paul, give me an answer.
Super Bowl high has to fade.
Paul, give me a what the heck. What do you got for the chance to win a $100 gift card?
I don't know if anyone said this yet. Yeah, I'm not sure if anyone said this one yet because my work's been kind of a pain in the butt. Uh-huh. But the Saquon Barkley reverse leapfrog in the Jaguars game was like, what the heck moment for me.
Listen, that could win also. John, we got a lot of good answers here today. Saquon's leap. That's a big one, man.
I've seen, since watching that in real time, have you seen some of the clips of, you know, like the sideline, live action shots from different angles?
Jordan Davis and Reed Blankenship's sideline reactions were the best.
That's the one.
Those two.
I've watched it at least 100 times.
Seeing Reed Blankenship, he's doing like the Home Alone face. Yes, like he's got his hands up on either side of his mouth. Like really was cool.
And Jordan Davis is shaking his head sideways. Like, I cannot believe what
that
I just saw.
So amazing that angle.
It's a great answer. Chuck and Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, hey, good morning, team. I just got picked clean by Paul. That would have been my answer as the most remarkable
bummer,
thing.
Chuck.
But that's okay. That's a second vote. That's cool. I also have to give props to the style of Paul, the way he contrasts things versus, I'm just going to say, the guy from Deptford, okay? Comparing the Phillies organization.
You know me.
I do not attack callers. I just don't do it.
Sure.
But
that guy from Deptford is not a caller.
You just don't do it by name. I get it.
I won't. But, I mean, to compare the Phillies organization to the Sixers, my Lord, come on.
I'm with you.
Guy from Deptford. But anyway, now to his point, to give some props here. Did anybody feel when you walked off the field after the Phillies scored 2-2 and one run against the Mets? And they didn't have any pitching, so you can't all be good pitching. No. Did anybody feel that Dombrowski in the C-suite was going to play a pat hand offensively? Nobody believed that. Nobody would have said, we're going to return the same offensive production. And Joe,
I thought they would make one, Chuck, I'll say this. I thought they would make one change, but I did not think they would make nearly the changes that most people thought, because I recognized from a contract standpoint, there was not a ton he could realistically do.
Unless
Middleton wants to eat $40 million in Castellanos, but he's not going to do that. So I did not expect the wholesale changes that a lot of people thought were coming.
And, you know, it's a great point. And in baseball, there's such a dichotomy or a difference between regular season and postseason offense. In football, it doesn't play like that. It's amazing. In baseball, the Phillies' postseason offense has been dreadful. So, I mean, 8 runs in 6 games the last 2 of each year.
Well, it is unbelievable. It's horrible. To be fair, dreadful after it was exceptional. I mean, in 2022 and in 2023, until they hit a brick wall, I mean, their slug was freaking ridiculous. I mean, we can't ignore that. And I guess part of where I get frustrated when people act like the Phillies get to October and all they do is lose. I mean, listen, this isn't going to cheer anybody up, but it's a fact. They still have won more games in October the last 3 years than they've lost. I mean, 1 year they started, 11-3 before they lost 3 in a row. The other year they started something similar before they, you know.
Well, it's been 5-1 against but 7-1 if you count the 2 wins against the
Braves. And they beat two outstanding Braves teams. Like, let's not act like they beat, like, when the Sixers would beat the Wizards. Like, Sixers beat the Wizards. Woohoo! Sixers beat the Nets.
I think they beat one outstanding Braves team in 2022. The one in 2023 was beat up by the time they faced them.
Okay, I don't remember all.
I guess Acuna was still
there. He was still there.
But Strider got hurt.
Strider
in the game,
was a big one.
Strider missed that series.
No, he missed.
He went out and he wasn't right. He wasn't right when he pitched.
Remember, he went out and he only went two innings, and then he ended up
Is that the one where someone hit a line drive off him?
That was Charlie Morton.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I just think when you watch the other teams improve in the offseason, the Cubs did, Arizona did, the Mets certainly did, of course, and even the Dodgers did run production. So when you see that improvement and you're not adjusting up with that, that's a little discouraging.
Well, it is a little discouraging. That's fair. Yeah, all right, Chuck, give me an answer. Give me a scenario.
Barkley was my answer. I'll give a second vote for Barkley. I thought it was the most amazing thing I've seen.
Listen, Barkley could win. That's a good answer. Paul could win with the Saquon leap. All right, Chuck, good call. Let's listen to Sirianni. He gave a really interesting answer, something, John, we've talked about on our show, that he hasn't crowed since winning the Super Bowl. He didn't do a – like the hammer would have gone nuts. And you guys doubt me.
No kidding.
The hell with you. I'm the hammer. I won the Super Bowl. You doubted me. I mean, I go nuts over a 5-for-5. By the way, that was a 5-for-5 on Friday. Very impressive. I mean, my God. My God. But anyway.
Not that impressive.
I'm just saying. I mean, you can't do better than 5-for-5.
I mean, you did a nice job.
Dude, it's like Saquon getting 2,000 yards.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
it really
nothing
it,
like
it,
that.
It really
it
isn't.
Is nowhere.
It really isn't.
Not even on the same planet.
All right, but Sirianni hasn't done any crowing. And this was addressed when he was on a podcast recently, the Part in My Take podcast, on criticism and not crowing, and a really interesting answer from Sirianni.
How does it feel now to be in this class of immortality in Philadelphia? Like, going into the year was obviously a little feisty with you and the Philly fans, and now no matter what you do, you're automatically on the pantheon of like all-time greats.
You know what I'd say about that? You know, a couple people have asked me, like, why don't you get up and be like, look at me, like, do something like that, right? And I'm like, you know, I'm actually grateful for. And I know this isn't the mood we're in right now, but like, because we're having fun. But I'm grateful for the criticism. I'm grateful for the adversity, because it truly makes you. And I look back at my entire life, the adversity has made me who I am. I have no doubt in my mind that it would have been hard to win the Super Bowl this year if we didn't finish the season the way we did last year. And I'm grateful for the adversity. I'm grateful for the criticism. And the reason I'm grateful for the criticism is because, you know, I got three kids that I'm going to raise in this social media world that they're going to get criticized, right? And I'm going to have to be able to parent them in those scenarios. And what a great opportunity I have and a great experience I have of what we went through, right, with the light on the other side of the tunnel.
It's really a fascinating answer. I mean, listen, if he's really
wired. A great
wired,
perspective.
If
like,
he's
what a
wired
way to
that
look
way,
at it. Yeah.
I believe him. Let me start with this. I believe him. Sometimes I think there's coach speak and player speak, and you say something so that the people consuming it will think you're a good guy and all that. I don't think that's that. I believe him. I think he's wired that way. And
because it makes you tougher. He values toughness.
He does.
He is tough.
He is tough.
He appreciates the production of, I don't even know what you'd call it, resiliency, I guess. The resiliency, in order to get there, you need to have some things go wrong, and that's what he's describing.
I would not handle it with the grace he has. I'll
I
say
think
that,
it's
John.
An incredible.
I really don't.
It's an
think
incredible
I would.
Way of like looking ahead and understanding the truth of the matter and the truth of the cosmos. But when this stuff happens to me, I'm beside myself. I'm mad. I'm upset. I don't deal with it with grace. Like,
look, I've come to really admire him. I have. By the way, his answer, he also went on in some other elements of being thankful for it, namely that he thinks it helps him relate to his players more because they get criticized at twists and turns, and he knows that they know that he's been criticized, and he feels that it helps him be able to relate to the guys and they relate to him. And then he also talked about how Brandon Graham, you know, he appreciates and admires the way Brandon Graham, you know, he wasn't here 15 years ago when BG was being criticized, but BG was criticized for those first 2 to 3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
3 years hardcore, and he thinks that, you know, there's a leadership that comes from Brandon in the locker room being able to help the guys,
I'm sure,
through struggles. So it was really a fascinating answer. I think the Eagles are very fortunate to have him. And look, he could be here a long, long time, and he's going to get a big old contract this offseason, no question. 215, and I kind of wish he was running the 76ers. 215-592-9494. Ray, are we ever going to get Dawn Staley to, because Nick Sirianni's never going to run the Sixers. Is Dawn Staley... I'm telling you, if there's someone I would love to see, it doesn't even matter probably with Embiid anymore, because it's not a matter of hitting him in the chest and say, dude, I need more heart. Like, I don't think the guy's got a knee. So you can't. But I would love to have seen Dawn Staley with prime Joel.
Yes, be prime the Joel, prime Ben Simmons, you know.
Right?
But
challenge them.
See, this problem all goes back to the head of the snake. It all goes back to Josh Harris, you know, pre-Daryl Morey. When these guys were allowed to do whatever they wanted, there was no control over Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons. They ran amok. And so, you know, that's why they've wound up with the situation.
No, I agree with that. And also they made, you know, 37 million personnel decisions that were wrong. To the phones we go, Chuck in Mount Airy. Good morning, Chuck.
Did you just compare yourself to, you know, a great moment in sports history? Yeah, the 5 for 5. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it was perfection. It's like Rocky Marciano being the undefeated heavyweight champ. I mean, I was undefeated on Friday. Granted, I've lost 40-something times, but, you know, who's counting?
I tell you, you can't get enough of yourself, can you?
I'm just joking, Chuck.
Let me say this, man. You know, you guys, you know, we spend too much time being upset with Joshua Harris, okay? Joshua Harris is the owner of the 76ers.
He stinks.
He's our only hope. He's our only hope. Getting out of this rut that Daryl Morey and Joel Embiid put us in, okay? I'm going to tell you a plan that we need to do, all right? Joshua Harris, and I pray to God that Magic Johnson is consulting him, because he's a smart guy, smart basketball guy. But he needs to, you know, if Joel Embiid can't go next year, file for the medical retirement. Simple as that, so you can recoup some of that
money.
Yeah,
but that's only if Joel chooses. But Chuck, that's only if Joel chooses to, and we have no indication yet that Joel will try to not play. I mean, if I'm Joel, I'm going to keep trying to play. I'm not ready to.
It does not work like that. If he cannot play, you know, look up.
Yeah, but Chuck, what if he plays 13 games? But hold on, Chuck. What if he plays 13 games next year?
He can't be. Listen. My thing is this: if he cannot go next year, you know what I mean? You know he can't go. You'll see signs he can't go next year.
The medical
year.
Chuck,
the medical retirement is way out of this situation.
And that would mean that the Sixers do not have to pay the contract. He still gets...
No, they pay the contract. It doesn't count against the cap.
Right.
But, Chuck, I would tell you that is probably... I'm just telling you, I think that's a couple of years away. I know you don't want to hear it.
It's not. Look it up, man. It's not. I'm trying
to tell you. Can I ask you, hold on, Chuck, let me ask you a question. Let's just, since you know for sure. Does Joel have to, hold on, listen to me, Chuck. Does he have to retire for that to kick in?
He does have to retire.
Okay, hold on. No. He has to retire for that to kick in. What if he doesn't want to?
Exactly.
I mean, Chuck, don't be a mule here, a stubborn, obstinate guy. I mean,
you're not. No, because you just run your mouth. You don't listen to what I'm saying to you. What they do is what they, the NBA and the NBAPA, what they will do is they'll appoint you a doctor, okay, that they pick. They're going to examine his knee, and if they deem he can't go anymore, then that's it.
No, that's not it.
You have to retire. That's what it is.
Chuck, listen to me. Chuck. I can't do it. I'm done.
Speaking of not listening.
Yeah. If the guy chooses not to retire, then it's not as simple as a doctor saying he can't play. I don't know what part of that's so hard to understand. And I'm not saying Joel won't choose to retire. I'm saying we have no evidence that he will in the next 8 months. And by the way, John, if I were Joel, and Chuck, I love you, man. You know I love you. You're a great caller, but I mean, come on. And John, you know if I was Joel, I would try again. I might not try 4 years from now, but I'm going to try for another year or two.
Well, it sounds like Joel's plan is very different from what the team's plan is, and that's what we were informed of. Joel wants to get this procedure and see how it looks next year. He expects to come back and be able to play like he did when he was the MVP. The team wants him to get in shape and try it out this
year. Well, I don't know that he expects it any longer. To be fair, I think it is likely said into Joel that he is in a world of trouble with this knee. I mean, look at some of those games. I mean, the guy was just a shell of himself.
I hope he's aware of that. I can't imagine... I don't know for sure that he understands that this could be completely over. I think what you're suggesting here is like he's going to look at this like his job is to come back and play next year. That's what he'll do. He'll get whatever procedure is required and go out there and play good basketball in his mind.
Maybe.
I think what you forget as an outsider looking in is these guys have never – they've never struggled as much as this, as Joel has. Like his journey, as far as medically speaking, is as rocky as anyone's I've ever seen.
Well,
at some point you get to where you can't even conceptualize rehabbing any longer.
No, I don't know. Well, that's what Andrew Luck got to, obviously.
He retired from football because he just couldn't stand the idea of staring into nothingness and rehabbing.
I know.
Who knows where Joel is on that timeline?
No, I got it.
I worry about that part of things.
I worry about it, too. I'm just saying we don't know yet where his mind is on it.
Precisely.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the moment this weekend with him on the bench when Jared McCain went over to him, and it looked like Joel might have been crying. Like, I don't know what that was, but it looked like it may be setting in that this is... And Rhea, you'll remember the Andrew Toney situation. He tried for 3 or 4 years to keep playing.
Oh, yeah, those feet.
But he was done. I mean, you can... So...
By the way, Joe, also, you are 100% right.
With what?
On the retirement, the medical and all that stuff.
Yeah, he has to retire. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Chuck kept acting like that doesn't count. I mean,
you are 100% right. It's how the Sixers got out of Geiger.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Seltzer, are you rooting for Joel to retire?
Hold on. If you retire, there's no coming back, correct? Like, if you make that declaration,
I don't know that
I'm
role.
Retiring.
I don't know. I don't know. And I'll just say again, you know, Joel.
Because if you retire, you get the money, right?
Well, I think it would be a retirement settlement.
It would have to be
a settlement. Yeah, yeah, you don't get your contract. Like if you retire, you have to come to a settlement, though. I'm saying if there's no settlement, you retire, you don't get paid for years you don't work.
Well, I think back to Chuck's point, if it's with the understanding he physically can't do it, then you might
then
get all the money.
The
I'm not quite.
Yeah.
I'm not. Candidly, quite sure, but I know this.
But those get tricky because a doctor has to say you cannot play anymore.
I understand.
But yeah.
Well, which goes to John's point. What if he changed his mind? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Ken and Sentiments. And Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing all right, Ken.
Ken, tomorrow's Twitter poll. Do you want Joel to retire for cap relief? Is that where we are now? Holy mackerel. All right, Ken, what do you got for us?
Chuck seems to be of the opinion that, you know, some doctor can force him to retire whether he wants to retire or not.
Yeah, that was foolish.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that, I don't think.
Correct.
We're not there yet. And Joe, I won't be calling you on Jalen Hurts Day because I'm not going to be one of these people that's going to now pretend that that I never had any reservations about Jalen Hurts ever, just to take gratuitous shots at you, which clearly people did last week on Sirianni Day when a year ago we're taking a poll where 80% of people want him fired, and
right.
Now you can't find anybody in Philadelphia who didn't know he was going to be great all along.
So true, man.
I'm not going to be one of those guys. So to your question about the baseball season, look, I'm excited about baseball. I'm excited about the season starting. It's less than a month away now. It's March. You know, we've got some warm weather in the forecast over the next few weeks, although I absolutely know that when I go down to Citizens Bank Park on April 3rd for my first game of the season, it's going to be 38 degrees and, 30-mile-an-hour winds, and it's going to be a wind chill factor of 17 because that's just the way things go with the beginning of the Philly season.
But I'll tell you this, Ken. I can understand the players wanting an extra week off during the season. I know it kind of stinks when it starts so cold. And, you know, they stretch the beginning earlier and the end later, and that's why they play in November now. But I can understand just spreading out a couple extra off days in the year. That makes some sense. I would want that as a player.
Yeah, and April 3rd, look, we got two for the price of one from April 3rd last year, if you remember, because that was the date that was supposed to be the 1 o'clock game.
I know.
Didn't start until almost 8 o'clock, and then they wound up doing a do-over when it was 143 degrees out there on the Budweiser porch. The thing for me is that there's just no intrigue around the team right now, because other than Lizardo, who I'm not going to minimize the addition of that guy. I mean, his upside is huge. He was the game one starter for Miami against the Phillies in the wild card series 2 years ago. So, I mean, he has a huge upside. But other than that, there's just no intrigue around a team that's basically going to be the same group of guys and hoping that, you know, at, you know, 31 years of age, you know, we can get, you know, Nick Castellanos to stop swinging stuff, and we can get Trey Turner to, you know, stop chasing stuff out of the zone.
Ken, I think you put it in a good way with how a lot of people are thinking, but I'll say this. That one-year older team could win 95 games. Now, if people view that as boring because you can't they can't prove whether they will or won't win in October until October, if that bores people for 6 months, then that's on how people view it. That's not how I view it. I mean, I know this. The Flyers are either going to make the playoffs or not. They probably won't. They have a shot. Sixers are a joke. So I'm looking forward to the Phillies. I mean, I think they're a great – I'll use the word great. Some people think it's an overstatement. It might be. Maybe they're very good. I think they're a great team that's going to give us a very entertaining regular season. And I think 95 wins is nothing to sneeze at, and I think that's about what they'll be.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I just think that, you know, like, there's – we know what we have. So it's not that I'm not looking forward to going down there and looking forward to the season. I definitely am. But, you know, when they signed Harper, you had that whole excitement about, well, okay, what's this going to look like? When
I think Ken's explaining why there isn't part of the reason there isn't excitement is because they didn't do anything.
Listen, I get it, Ken. I do. All right, my man, give me an answer for a what the heck was that?
So I'm not sure if you guys remember. It was a few years ago, but the boy who supposedly climbed into the homemade balloon that his father made and was sailing across the southwestern United States, and they had the National Guard and
really
and everybody
remember this? Yeah.
No, I don't. And what happened? Was it not true?
Yeah, it was a hoax.
Wow. All right, Ken. Appreciate the phone call. That's not good. All right, three different Twitter poll questions of the day, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you feel emotionally ready for the coming Philly season, yes or no? John, I get the impression more people will be a no in that poll.
Yeah,
I
makes
do
sense.
Get that impression.
Yeah, I agree.
Second poll question, do you want the Sixers to win or lose tonight? They play another game. They got about 20 left.
I grossly overstated how much tickets cost for tonight's game.
How much
game.
Are they now?
You can get in for $1.
Yeah, who's going to say
that's
that
too much?
That's great. And the third poll
question.
Are there
people who still support this team? Like it?
Well, support and want them to win are two different things. You mean want them to win?
Right. That question, it's almost absurd.
I wanted them to win up until about a week or two ago. And I think now is when I've shifted to like, well, I mean, because they could make the playoffs.
And look,
guys.
I think there's always a segment of fans who are just going to want their team to win and don't look at it that way.
Well, yeah, it's why I hated the process.
I understand.
I mean, so yeah, I mean,
Do you want them to win or lose tonight?
Right? I still tune in games, and I can't. Like, I'm one of those ones where if it's a game in the NFL at the end, lose it to get a better draft position. Mm-hmm. I deal with it. But I don't feel good about myself.
No, I don't know. I don't think anybody does. So I'm not saying in wanting the Sixers to lose tonight that if the Sixers make a shot, I'll be like, oh, come on! What are you doing?
I was excited when they won on Saturday night.
I can't do that. I can't do that. Yeah, I know.
It was fun.
I can't do that. But it's one of those things where when the clock hits zero,
It doesn't hurt.
I just hope the other team has more points. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, guys, we were through this through the years, the process years, and here we go again.
Sadly, not new to us.
No.
Yes.
All right, the other poll question has to do with the Oscars. Let's listen to the way the Oscars last night wrapped up. Best Picture, end of the night, as called by Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal. Their second time together in a couple weeks because, of course, they had that Super Bowl commercial. And here they were again, Meg and Billy with the Best Picture.
And the Oscar goes to... Are they playing us all?
No. Oh. Well, maybe. Oh, Anora.
Congratulations to Anora. To which we asked this Twitter poll question, have you seen Anora, yes or no? And John, the poll question I was very tempted to ask, have you heard of Anora?
Yeah,
I had not.
So three of us have never heard of Anora.
Nope.
One of us has seen it.
You ready for this, James? James, ready for this? I did not know until after our show on Friday that the Oscars were this weekend. That's not good.
Yeah, I had a feeling that might happen. I will say, even for me, I normally watch all 10. I only watch 7 this year. The Eagles Super Bowl thing, like, I couldn't even watch movies the last couple
of
weeks.
That's part
of it. Because I was just so, eagled up. I was like, it's all I care about.
But the bigger thing is that, I mean,
yeah,
really,
the Oscars
are lower than
they used to be.
Few movies that you even... John,
it's a bad year for movies,
well,
too.
John, me and Amy have been looking at, for the last 3 or 4 weeks, let's go try to see a movie. Let's see a movie. And every time we look at the list, you know, you Google something or you find it, they all stink.
I think
all of them.
We just have to
As I perceive it.
Well, I guess we just have to look for movies in different spots now. It's not always at the theater that the best movies are going to be.
Well, no, it's Netflix. It's just watching a show. That's what it is.
Yeah. You can find awesome
I mean, there still are great movies. You're just not... Like, Anora is a great movie.
James,
you just didn't watch it.
But there's not as many as there used
to be. I totally agree with you.
That's my bigger point. There's not as many as there used to be.
Yeah.
Which is why I got to get back to watching Dirty Harry. I'm through too.
Goodness.
Yeah. Me and
Zero
Harry.
Day. I told you, watch Zero Day. It's good. I finished it.
All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Phone calls on all of these topics. And reminder, Hurts Day. It's going to be Wednesday. We honor Jalen and people will take a whack out of me. That's coming up in 2 days. Reaction on all this. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting. And you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.